Why haven't we put in Jones at right guard? Why did Isadora go in with Mark Jones?
I don't know. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Hey, Isadora isn't that good, you guys. I hate to break it to you. He's not that good of a football player.
Nah, he was a project pick and Spielman blew it. The gang back together. Both Drew and Ted are here today.
Meow, meow.
What's up,
what
guys?
What up, dudes? Are you guys drunk?
No.
I saw your last show. You guys were toasted.
Dave was toasted. I was in complete control.
I was in control.
You were drunk too, but I doubt you were drinking Boilermaker.
Whoa! Yeah, baby.
Touche.
49-20.
What was that all about?
What?
I don't get the joke.
The Purdue Boilermaker? You get the shut up, dude. You get the joke. You're a Big Ten guy.
I like you that.
Know.
No. Come on. Anvil Neidhart, get with it. No, you guys did good. I was sorry I missed the last show. It was very informative. I really had a good time, but I'm back, and it's good to see you guys. We had a big win, so I'm happy.
Yeah, very big win.
You defeated the Chinese hackers then.
Yes, the Chinese hackers have been defeated. Hey, is this? I made this sign last week because we started a perfect kicking score. Do we still? Is this still? Do we good? Do we miss?
No. Who we missed?
No.
All right.
No.
Fuck it. That's done with.
We'll no, wait. He one. Missed. After he missed one, he made like two or three, didn't he?
No, stop. I meant perfect streaks for a game. We need to be.
Oh, yeah. That's no good, brother.
It's my quest to get to three. Can we get to three?
Now, are you including extra points and field goals?
Everything. You got to be perfect on the day.
Okay.
And I'd like to know when we're last time. Well, I'd like to know what our streak. I was trying to start a streak, trying to start some good karma on a streak, and I can't get past one.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll start a new streak next week.
Look at the games that are played indoors. Those are your best chances.
We can't get a perfect one. Well, we'll get one. I trust. I feel better with Bailey kicking than I do anybody else out there. So.
Do you really?
Here, oh, yeah.
Do your numbers, guy. I was looking this up today. Let me throw a number because the reason I looked this up is because Daniel Carlson, if you guys hadn't heard, he got signed by the Raiders today. and between Daniel Carlson and Dan Bailey this year, Minnesota Vikings kickers have missed 6 field goals. Kai Forbath missed 6 field goals in the 2 years he was here.
We can't get it. Zimmer can't get it right with the kickers, dude.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but he also missed 12 extra points. So
he missed 8 extra points.
Okay.
Did he really?
Yeah. 8 in 2 years or whatever. Year and a half.
That's good knowledge. I got a stat for you, Ted Glover.
Let's go, Drew Bunting. And let me guess, 49-20 is your stat.
No, I'm done giving a shit about that.
Okay.
Actually, no, I'm not done giving a shit, but that's later. Did you know out of the Minnesota Vikings' last 17 quarters played, we've scored in 16 of them?
Really?
Yes, we have. I looked that up yesterday. I wanted to have the information ready just for you.
If you have it, great. But what was the quarter in game that we did not score?
The fourth quarter of the Cardinals game was the only quarter that we didn't in the last 17 where we got a zero.
Really?
Every other quarter we've scored in. And I thought that was pretty interesting because I didn't know that.
That is an interesting stat.
It's a good stat. It's a princess. Isn't that a good stat? Hey, don't chew that.
Huh. I've been sitting here watching her.
Pay attention to what's going on. We're doing a show here. And I want to know, you know what? Now that I want to get this out front first. Is Cook going to play? Dalvin Cook.
I don't know. I haven't seen an injury report
yet.
Reports don't come out till tomorrow.
I pulled my back out yesterday. I have like 4 or 5 discs I pulled out of my back. It's all fucked up. You know, but I'm here doing the show. You know, I put on like 19 icy hot patches. I put on like 11 of these patches. I had Ruby stick a bunch of patches on me. I fucking crawled back here like Lieutenant Dan all the way to the studio. I'm probably paralyzed from the waist down to do this show. I'm ignoring hospital treatment, but I'm trying to do my best because I'm one for the team, you know? So I want Cook to do the same. He's got to play this week or I'm going to get angry.
Because the physical danger in doing a podcast is
it's done.
As bad as it is playing right? in the NFL.
Right? Isn't it?
Yes, it's bad.
Back here, I can't feel my legs anymore. I'm ignoring hospitalization probably just so we can get the show going.
This is a big boy world.
Speaking of getting it going, it's Saints Week. They're coming back in our house on Sunday night.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys, you know, as a Vikings fan, there are teams I reflexively hate. The Cowboys because Drew Pearson is 25.
He is going to close. Drew Pearson. He got it. Touchdown. I didn't know they had it for a while. Got the ball back. I don't believe it. He just threw the ball over the scoreboard. I don't believe it. The ball was thrown short, and the defender was not watching, and Pearson came back to make the catch for him.
Boy, what a play that was.
What a ball game, huh?
So the Dallas Cowboys move in to the championship game of the NFC.
The Falcons, kind of, in 98, but I'm not so mad at the Falcons as I was the Vikings for just screwing that game up. And then the Saints. The dirty, cheating Saints. The Packers, of course. The dirty, cheating Saints from the 2009 NFC Championship game. I thought the Vikings got robbed in that game. Favre got beat up, and there were like four or five personal foul penalties that didn't get called. And I was mad. I've been mad, and I've hated the Saints for like years.
Favre still smiling. Eighth play of the drive. Second and eight, and he's picked off. That's Vilma. Favre needs help getting off the field. Jonathan Vilma comes up with the interception. Saints have it.
Until the end of last year's game, when Stephon Diggs' Minneapolis Miracle healed those wounds.
Vikings at their own 39. It's third down. Three receivers right, Thiel and left. Marshawn Lattimore, 12 yards from Adam. Case on a deep drop. Steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs. Stay back.
Oh my God.
30.
No.
You guys still have that hate, or are your wounds healed?
I'll hate him forever.
Okay.
I carry my hate around on my sleeve, Ted. I don't just let it go. I don't let my hate hold grudges. I hate Frankie Muniz making fun of us on the Skull Chan on the sidelines. I hate Frankie Muniz, Sean Payton, whatever. I can't stand that guy. I don't let him off the hook.
Okay.
They didn't even ever beat down this week.
Dave, what about you?
Hate's an awful strong word. I very much dislike and love when the Packers lose. I can't stand that team. I can't stand their diva quarterback. I can't stand their coach. I can't stand that whole freaking upper part of the state. Right?
Damn. Bring it. Bring the pain.
The second on my list is the Cowboys. And it starts way back from the Drew Pearson push-off. But their fans were so arrogant when I grew up out in New Mexico. Because in New Mexico, you had two teams to root for. You were either Dallas or you were Denver. Don't like either of them.
Right.
For the same reason. Their fans are obnoxious as all get out. And it was just like, why aren't you a Cowboys fan? They're America's team. Well, screw them. They suck. I've always looked at the Saints as the poor bastard children that never won anything. No, they did after that debacle of the NFC Championship game. But that wasn't, besides the headhunting and bounty gate, I throw most of that on fucking Childress being a dumbass.
Meow, meow.
But.
Yeah, I've spent most of my life feeling sorry for the Saints anyway, so I'm not.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
They were so bad growing up when we were kids.
They were terrible.
They never won anything. Never won a game, terrible, hardly.
No, they were terrible. Okay, just asking. Sorry, Dave. Didn't mean to hijack the show. Go ahead.
Hijack it.
Now, I am sitting here looking at
Princess.
Well, Princess is tearing apart her cage. But anyways, I'm sitting here looking at what is the spread as of right now. Market has it as even.
Really?
Yes.
Well.
Any ideas? Any notions? Do you think that's good, bad, indifferent?
I think it's right where it needs to be right now. I think probably game time it'll go to, we'll probably be favored by a couple points, but I don't see it going much higher than that. I mean, it is pretty even right across the board. When you look at the numbers, they're, I mean, these two teams are, I would expect the line to be right about where it's at, the Vegas line. That's my take on it.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think the Vikings, I give them 2.5 points for being at home, but Xavier Rhodes is out or hurt. Anthony Barr is hurt. Defense is kind of hurting right now. Yeah, I think that seems about right.
Now, with Xavier out, that's going to be a big deal. Anthony Barr out, I don't think is going to be such a big deal. I think we're going to find out when Wilson comes in just how good Anthony Barr was. You know, we hear, we don't see the flash. We don't see what we expected from Anthony Barr. But I keep hearing through back channels, he's doing exactly what Zimmer wants. You know, he's doing this good. And if you take out the LA game, he's, you know, top 10. I'm not so sure about that, but we'll see.
The only thing with Barr for me that's still kind of curious is if he's sort of the linchpin of the defense that Mike Zimmer has kind of said, other coaches, players, experts have said, why is it that Anthony Barr is still like the only guy of the core group that still hasn't gotten an extension?
That's a very good point.
I don't know. I'm just asking the question. I'm not saying that to disparage Anthony Barr. I think he's very good. I think the Vikings should extend him. He had that down year 2 years ago, but I thought he rebounded very nicely last year. Had a bad game against the Rams, but other than that, I think, well, and the Bills, of course, everybody was terrible against the Bills. He's had a pretty good year. So I don't know what the deal is, if there's some sort of situation that we don't know about or what.
Well, there's the financial side that we do know about, that his agent wants him to get outside linebacker 3-4 type money, the rushers versus the 4-3.
He's not getting Von Miller money. You can't give it to him.
He's not. Ridiculous. I agree with Drew. He's not. I don't think he's a game changer in the way that Von Miller is. That Neil Hunter is off the edge, or Everson Griffin is off the edge.
No, he hasn't been. He hasn't proved that he's been.
So I don't know.
I think Ted brings up a good point, and I think it's a point that stares straight in the face of him not being a Viking next year. I don't want to start reaching and speculating a lot of shit, but we've signed a bunch of core guys, and he's left out. And he's for
I'm surprised he wasn't traded. If I would have traded anybody, it would have been Anthony Barr. But I'm in agreeance with Realistic Randy on that one.
Well, he is realistic, so I like Realistic Randy. He gets highly about stuff. He gets upset. I like, he has passion. That's good. I can feel good about this team right now. We've got a 3-game winning streak. This is a whole different beast this week. We got the Cards and Jets. I mean, let's look at it. You can go to the nightclub 2 weeks in a row, pick up a couple slump busters. and then go, and then thinking, and then you're on your way home. You're thinking you're the cool cat. Look what I picked up, a couple stunt busters. And then the third week you go back to the club and it's Honeyville, and you're gonna get, you got to be able to handle your business right. That's when it counts, not slump busting week.
Did you see any of the Saints game against they beat the Ravens?
I did not.
They just looked okay. And I'm not saying the Saints aren't a good team. They're what, 5-1 or whatever it is.
Oh, and the Ravens almost beat them.
And the Ravens, if not for a kicker, and Lord knows we know about kickers and their issues, missing an extra point
right
after they've had the game tying touchdown, that game would have gone into overtime, and who knows what would have happened. You know, Drew Brees and the Saints they're a very different team on the road than they are at home. If this game was in New Orleans, I would think the Saints would probably be a 4 or 5 point favorite.
Well, they're the second highest scoring team in the league, so they can put points up. They score 34 points a game.
Yeah. But the Vikings defense has really kind of come around after that LA debacle. And I expect the game a lot like last year in the playoffs. Very close, kind of back and forth, sort of going down to whoever has the ball last kind of thing.
Yeah, we've moved our defense up to 11th overall, the Vikings. And we're the fifth best against the run, only allowing 89 yards a game. So we'll definitely our run defense is getting a little stouter by the way. Listen, guys, here's what these coaching staffs are going to do. They're going back to the most recent game, which is the miracle game. The Vikings are going to look at the first half, and the Saints are going to be looking at the second half to figure out. I mean, it was a tale of two different halves.
That's pretty much. Yep,
they're both going to be studying each half individually, and the Vikings are going to be, what the hell did we do in the first half that we didn't do in the second? And I think the film study is all going to be from that game this week. I mean, I can't see him looking at any other tape because it's really recent, and it was a tale of two games. I mean, what the hell happened in the second half?
Well, they'll look at the tape so far this season to see if there's any new players and other stuff that's going on.
What was it, 20-0 at halftime or something? It was crazy. We were
17-0.
Dominating them. They couldn't even get a first down, it seemed like.
No.
In the second half, we couldn't stop them. So we got to figure out. I mean, that's kind of where we're at with this game. I mean, you can't – how many times have you seen Drew Brees get shut down like that? Not a lot. So.
Not very often. And what really started working for the Saints, I think, in the second half, and I'd have to go back and rewatch the whole game. They started doing a lot more of underneath crossing rub route type stuff in the second half that got Michael Thomas open, that sort of opened up everything else. And that led to them being able to take those shots downfield with Kamara in the fourth quarter and stuff like that. So I really expect the Vikings to try and stop that. I think they're really going to need to pressure Drew Brees. They didn't blitz a lot last year. And I kind of expect them to do a little bit more blitzing than they would on average. If Xavier Rhodes is healthy and they think he can match up on Michael Thomas well.
Yeah. I mean, the things you just mentioned, the short crossing routes and the rub routes, that's what hurts us.
Yeah.
We're not very good in those. Look at the Rams are doing to us. Misdirection and stuff. They're going to have to clean it up. It's all about pressure. If you don't pressure Brees, we're not going to win the game.
No, not at all. I agree.
But I think they're going to concentrate on that aspect of it. Yeah. It's going to be a hell of a game. You know, no rookie quarterback. This will be our first game in 3 weeks without facing a rook dog quarterback.
Which, of course, Zim has the formula for beating them.
Well, why didn't he use it against Josh Allen then? We got our tits licked against them. He didn't have any formula that day. Nobody had any formula. You know what? Let's put that game out of our misery, out of our sight.
I am. Yeah.
Hit that fucking game. That was terrible. My princess.
I'm glad I was in New York and didn't get to see that game.
It was bad, dude. It was like nothing to cheer about. It felt like the donut game. It was like nothing went right all day. But hey, we're on a 3-game win streak, but we can't get too high on ourselves because, like I said, with Cards and the Jets, slump busters, dude.
Well, the Eagles game I thought that was a very solid win though.
Yes.
Hey, Philly on the road. Yeah, I thought that was a really solid win. But yeah, you're
they're 3-4, and people in Philly are going nuts.
Well, they're averaging 34 points a game, the Aints, and we're giving up 23. So you're probably going to figure they're going to be around 27. If you look at it, what we've been giving up. So we're going to have to be up in the 30, to win this game, up in the 30s.
What's New Orleans' defense rank, Drew? You got that? You got that information right there?
I got information. Can I get information? I don't. I don't just show up here all willy nilly, fucking slump buster. 49-20. I got information. Yeah. What do you want to know?
Saints defense overall, brother. What do you got?
Saints defense is 17th overall. They're 28th against the pass. They're terrible against the pass. But let me throw this at you, Ted. And this kind of shocked me when I was crunching the numbers. They give up 27 points a game, but let me throw this out there. I did not know this. The Saints have the best run defense in the league.
Really?
I did not know that. They give up 73 yards a game. And I was shocked when I was crunching the numbers.
Yeah, because people are chucking it all over the yard on them.
Yeah, it's really strange that they're first. Get this. They're first on run defense, and they average 34 points a game. They should be undefeated, running away with it. But the problem is their defensive secondary keeps the games close because, number one rush defense in football. So I don't know what's going to happen this week. I mean, Murray's been playing great in the little committee with Rock Thomas and Boone. But if we can't run the ball, we become one-dimensional.
They just traded for Eli Apple today too. The Saints did. Did you see that?
Yes, I did see that. I did see that.
I personally don't think he'll see the field a whole lot. I would think maybe a handful of plays in certain packages until he gets up to speed on their defense.
Yeah, if that.
So I wouldn't expect him. Although his Ohio State pedigree stands out, I wouldn't expect.
Fuck.
I wouldn't expect to see him play much at all. To be honest with you,
he's a bad apple. We're gonna.
Oh, well played.
He doesn't have. He's not gonna make a difference. They only have 13 sacks. The Saints have only sacked the quarterback 13 times, so that's a little bit in our favor with our whatever you want to call our line. I don't know what it is anymore.
I thought they played okay against the Jets last week. I thought they did all right.
Yeah, but Isadora was bad.
But if we can't run the ball against the number one run defense in football, we're going – this is two ends of the rainbow here. Cardinals were the worst run defense. So we're going up against the best defense. But that play calling, Ted, I don't know. That's one of the things I want to talk to you guys about in the Raw after the game, again, the last game, was some of these play calls are hideous, dude. Backward pass to Diggs and shit. What are they doing?
I think a lot of that had to do with wind. Thielen had the one touchdown catch in the first half or in the first quarter, and then Aldrick Robinson had that 4th-and-8, just gorgeous throw and catch in the fourth quarter. And in those they were going with the wind. Both those touchdowns were going with the wind. When they were playing against the wind, the Vikings were very, very conservative, dink and dunk kind of offense. And I think a lot of that had to do with the wind gusts. When you look at a couple of Dan Bailey's kicks, I can't really fault him for missing one field goal. It seemed to kick left 15 feet,
right?
Not more than 3 seconds after it went off his foot. So it was suboptimal. I didn't like it either, but I think a lot of it had to do with the prevailing wind conditions. I would like to hope that was an anomaly more than a trend, and we'll see what happens when they're at home indoors on Sunday night.
The Viking games are weird, aren't they? Even though we're old, we are old. The Vikings won by 20, and it feels like we lost by a field goal. Why does it feel like that? I want to enjoy the wins more. I want to enjoy it more. Didn't seem like we won by 20. Well, we had a lot of drives that were in the toilet, a lot of series that were just shambles, and we still scored 37. Now that is kind of scary.
That was,
I told Ruby after the game, I go, we had about six downright lousy drives, and we scored 37. But when Harrison Smith picks off a pass, he heads up the sidelines all the way to the 11-yard line, and then you have three lousy plays and get a field goal. It feels defeating.
it, It does and it doesn't. I mean, I think it's good. Let me sort of flip this.
Oh, meow, meow.
So we're disappointed that the Vikings won by 20 points. No, seriously. We're disappointed, and that's kind of the prevailing mood. We're disappointed that the Vikings won by 20 points on the road, outside, against a team we have never beaten in their house before.
I know. Well, is that me? Am I spoiled?
No, I just think it's – I think it just kind of goes to show
weird
the level of expectations we now have for this football team under Mike Zimmer.
Good point.
And I think that's great. I think that's great to have. And I think people would have been a lot more happy if we were up by 20 midway through the third quarter and a couple of those drives where we started on the plus side of the Jets territory, specifically the Harrison Smith interception, and only came out of there with a field goal. You walk out of there with a touchdown, people are like, oh, yeah, this is great. People would have been happy at halftime.
Right.
So
we had like drives right around midfield.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What, we end up punting or getting a penalty, and I'm going, fuck, we should be way ahead, but we are ahead.
So yeah.
I don't know. It didn't feel like a blowout, even though it was kind of a blowout.
It was, yeah, I get you. I totally get you. It was, but it wasn't. But I'm glad that we have gotten to the point where we are not happy as a team, as fans, with a 20-point win on the road. And if we're not happy with that, how do you think Mike Zimmer and the Vikings feel about that? They're probably a lot less than satisfied and want a lot more of a complete win.
I did hear in the group somebody mentioned about the presser where Zimmer said, you know, we scored 37 and we won, but we could do a lot more. So at least he's, you know, I'm glad to hear that. I like hearing that because come playoff time, you can't leave the door open. You got to slam the door on some of these people. Not that the Jets are going to be there, but it's going to be an all-out aerial attack, gentlemen. We got the sixth best passing offense against the seventh best passing offense. We got Cousins, third in the NFL in passing yardage. We got a guy with 500 touchdowns. Ball's going to be flying all over the place.
So this is kind of some breaking news. I'm just sort of following on Twitter and in our Daily Norseman Slack room. Apparently, multiple reliable sources are saying Everson Griffin is going to resume football activities tomorrow.
Whoa! All right.
Who's right? No, wait. Who's right? Who called that shit?
Did you call it?
Fuck yeah! I said, yeah. Fuck yeah! I said week 8, princess.
Now woo-hoo! I don't know who those quote unquote reliable sources are, but if it's multiple, I would think that seems pretty significant, and that. Drew, you talked about the Vikings having to put pressure on Drew Brees. That will go a long way to do that.
Hell yeah. I'm taking him in the game of skull to show my support. Hey, man, that is great. That's good breaking news. I like when you break news, 49-20. I like when you break news. Was it 49-20 or 59-20? I can't remember.
It was 3 points. Boilermakers won on a last-second field goal. Hey, Everson Griffin released a statement. You want me to read it?
Yes, read it right now. Read it.
Being around my teammates and coaches is something I have missed for several weeks. While this is an exciting and positive move forward for me, it is only the next step in a longer process. I look forward to once again putting in the work with the guys and contributing to this team in any way I can. My larger focus remains on addressing my personal health, and I'm hopeful the time will come when I feel comfortable sharing my story and using my platform to bring awareness to these issues. I continue to be extremely grateful for the constant support from my family, my teammates, the Vikings organization, and our tremendous fans. So it sounds like he's coming back.
Everson. Man, this show's for Everson, baby.
Man, that's
awesome. You know what? That team is going to be fired up now. Fired up.
Andrew Kramer has announced Everson Griffin will return to the team in practice tomorrow. GM Rick Spielman.
Oh, man.
We have been in communications with Everson's medical professionals throughout this process, and we have relied on his recommendations regarding the appropriate next steps for Everson. So it sounds, boys, Everson Griffin is back, and I, for one, couldn't be happy. Big round of applause for Everson Griffin. Happy to have you back, big man.
Hey, give me my phone. I'm going to call Drew Brees right now so he can start. Old fucking Drew Brees can start shitting his little midget pants.
His little fucking pull-ups. You don't like the sound of that.
He's his midget pants.
Drew midget.
Drew Brees went to, he went to Purdue, so I hope he gets beat up pretty bad.
Just Moley, saying. Moley midget. We love him.
I hope Jalen Holmes sacks him and loses. He loses like 25 yards and the football. Oh,
before I forget, I wrote it down in my notes. See? Look. This is what Drew does. He doesn't drink beer. He takes notes. Look. Notes, 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 notes. Look.
What do you got? What you got?
That second touchdown by Murray. When he ran through the showed the replay, did you see who Elfline destroyed? And you mentioned it on the Raw show about Elfline's block.
I wasn't sure who it was he blocked, but he made
it. It was Darren Lee. He crushed him. He crushed it.
Ohio State on Ohio State crime.
I was gonna message you when it happened and go, that's beautiful, dude.
That was a great block. Great block. But Elfline played a great game. Yeah. That was a great game. Great game for him, I thought.
Tackling is nobody thinks about tackling anymore. It's really a lost art in the league. It's a lost art with fans, and it bothers me. But that was a great block.
As a fan, I think I could tackle pretty well.
Let me ask you guys. Do you guys know who Darius Leonard is?
I used to sing for Hootie and the Blowfish. No, that's Darius Rucker. I'm sorry. Rock me, baby, like a wagon wheel.
That Darius Rucker, you are correct. The Dolphins make him cry. No, do you know who Darius Leonard is?
I do not. I'm sorry.
Dave.
Nope.
Nobody knows who Darius Leonard is. That proves my point. He leads the NFL in tackles with 79. Nobody keeps track of tackles. Nobody cares about
who's he play for?
He plays for the Colts, number 53. He's a great linebacker. He has 79 tackles, 2 forced fumbles. Darius Leonard's a hell of a football player. But my point is, tackling is like the dinosaur. It's getting run out. It's like the Bay City Rollers. Nobody listens to them anymore. Nobody cares about them anymore, you know?
Hey, Saturday Night was a great song.
That was a bad example, wasn't it? You know what I mean? But I had it written in my notes. See, he made my notes.
All right.
Tackling.
Does it say anything in your notes about wrapping it up?
No, that comes later at night.
Oh, okay.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Let's see. Breeze, midget, timeline, 300 yards a game. Breeze is still averaging over 300 yards a game, and he's old. That's pretty impressive. No, I don't have anything else. Oh, we're up in turnovers now. We're a +3. We were a -1 last week, so we're improving with that. We're a +3.
Oh, good, good. I think they'll need to get a couple to beat the Saints. I think we'll need to be +1 or +2 in turnovers.
We're tied for 4th in the NFL in sacks. Count them.
Nice. And Everson Griffin's coming back.
Yeah, Ted, buddy. What a great note to end the show on.
Yeah, Ted, you made the show with that Everson Griffin. I'm fired up now. I might go run one lap around the house with my bad fucking hat. Ruby, put on some more Icy Hot. I'm going to run a little bit. That's great. I'm so fired up on that news.
I am too. Oh, yeah. I can't. I'm so glad that that he's dealing with his issues and he's looking to use it as a platform when he's ready. And just I just love the guy. I absolutely love the guy. Let's go.
He's going to be an example and a
fire. Let's freaking go, man. Let's run the table. We're running the table, baby.
Woo! Run the table. 49-20. Yeah, baby.
All right.
Yeah. No.
What have you got to say, Drew?
I say, meow, meow, Viking cow.
Ted, what do you got?
Skull Vikes. I'm looking for a big win Sunday night. I think we get it.
I mean, we don't do predictions. Ted was almost on with his prediction. So I think Ted should give us our spicy prediction of the week every week. Because I'm not predicting anymore. I'm a bad luck.
Let's see. I'm going to go 24-20 Vikings. And Everson Griffin gets the game-ending sack in the fourth quarter.
Oh, hell to the yeah.
There's your spicy take, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Adams, one beer, Oktoberfest. Hey.
No lima bean beer.
Podbean.
Great. Good job, you guys. Great job.
Everybody, thanks for watching. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. Ring the damn bell. And yell, school!
I take notes. I don't sit around doing nothing. I just study for my score. 10 he got in this game, dude. That would be funny.
Vikings Twitter would explode.
Yes, it would.